Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy, and everyone. This is
good morning.
Now the airing on the 20th of January.
Last week.
This will be the last week of January. We'll be heading into February, and for us, when we're at the, we'll be, you know, obviously airing sessions in February. But while that's airing in February, we'll be at a leader retreat in Key West to have all of our Northerners go to some warm place.
Which is welcomed that time of the year.
And we'll have a great opportunity to just be together, hang out. We have such sweet fellowship. And the reason, by the way, and this is important as we look at the God's will, that fellowship is such a critical piece of life, both for just enjoyment and then the ability to walk together, interesting enough, so that we could discern God's will together. And it's unique to us. Sometimes it can be global, and we talk a lot about our end time stuff that's important for people to learn, but the application of it's going to be personal. But our remnant community can process things, and what do we know? And by the way, our privilege of having Eric and Rabbi from Israel share things for us, because that's an important piece of it. We all get to learn that.
Absolutely.
Now that we learn that truth. So that's been a great example, by the way. Think of all the things we've heard in our news that they say, that's not true.
Right.
And what do we want? Truth.
We want the truth. Yeah.
What a privilege. And God says, if you have a heart for truth, I'll get you the truth. And that's what he remarkably set up for us to say, well, I know you need to know the truth about Israel. What you're getting isn't true. Mm-hmm. Hey, Denny has access to truth. Have Denny. And then Denny says, well, why don't we get the guys that are giving me the truth? Let's have them. So, now we got them, So it's remarkable, really. And why? Because you and I have a heart to learn the truth. Mm-hmm. What's the truth? So as you discover God's will, it's be guided into truth, understand the truth, process the truth, and then based upon that truth, now what? Mm-hmm. What do you have to say now? And as we've talked about the story of this developer and going through the steps, remember, we're on a path. And we're on step. So if you would, Kathy, to remind us, and we'll continue this example, read Psalm 25, 4-6, and then we'll do Ephesians 5, 8-10, and we'll kind of put these together.
Sure. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. And then
Ephesians 5, 8-10.
Sure. For you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light. You are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
Yeah. So that he says, your prayer is show me your path, which implies walking step by step, because you're on a path. It doesn't say, give me the answer.
Right.
It doesn't say, bring resolution. I know you're going to, because that's what he promises. I promise you to give you the things that I'm going to do. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you covenant. I'm going to resolve your issues. I'll give you the answer that you need on this decision. Mm-hmm. I promise you that. So you pray that I show you the path, guide me into the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth there is both situational truth. What's actually happening there? Like the right. example we're using situationally. I mean, there's not a Bible verse that says that this lady will accept your proposal.
Right.
That's situational. Now, by the way, it's based on you presenting the truth, not trying to persuade her, and don't withhold information so that you manipulate it. The truth will be known. And so situational truth, and then God will lead you into his answer, which will be his truth, which, by the way, is based on scripture. Things that he wants to apply to scripture and say, this applies to you, or this is a promise to you. So it's both. And then he says, I'll deliver the covenant. I'm going to remember loving kindness. The word there is, I'll deliver the covenant. Mm-hmm. You can trust it. That's why you should walk with me, because my will is best and none better. And then it says, walk in the light. And think of the two things. Show me the path, and my job is to walk in the light. What? Walk on the path.
Right, right.
And find out what's true. He said, I'll give you goodness, and you'll find what is my will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now just that alone is, don't ask me to just give you the answer. I want you to discover it by walking with me, which, by the way, God says, my joy is to walk with you. That's why I built it this way. If I just gave you the answer, you'd say, thanks, see you later.
Right.
And wait till the next time you need an answer. Well, I want you to walk every single day, all the time, abide and enjoy me. I enjoy you while I'm resolving your issues and giving you answers and giving you the covenant, particularly in sticky situation or harsh situations or adversity. I'll show you that. Okay. And by the way, we all have them. What Linda and I call is unresolved issues.
Right.
And we've got always maybe 10 to 20 that we have to process individually, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just say solve them all and let us know. It's, we got to process, what's the step on this one? What's the step on this one? What's the step on this one?
Right. Which takes time and intentionality.
It takes time and intentionality. But the beauty is when you do it, you start to realize, oh, hey, we actually get resolution. We get God's fantastic supernatural stuff. We get answers to our questions. So,
and ultimately, I believe in my experience, we actually save time because I can waste a lot of time solving something on my own. When I ask him what the next step is, a lot of the wasted time goes away.
Yep. So it's step by step. Walking in the light, going to truth. What's the truth? So we've had this example that we're trying to help explain it. So we've had the developer that, you know, went through the buying the property, had to reduce the price, got new information, had to present with, does the model really hold up? And will the city approve it?
Mm-hmm.
And again, we talked about, don't pray, God have them approve it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you keep approaching it with a purity of, we would prefer it, and that's good. And God, we need an answer on that, because, and we pray that it would be your answer and then we'll receive your answer. But pray for truth at that step as opposed to make it happen, because now you're trying to have God do your will. And God says, I can't do it that way. So keep pursuing my will and let me find out. So he does. They approve it. And then he said, OK, we're ready to go. I said, not yet. Now that you're here, I said, what do you need next to now start the project, to actually start the project? Well, we need contracts with the construction people that they actually are going to do what they say for the price they set. And we have to have it in writing. We can't, because it can't be fuzzy.
Right.
And what if they've changed their mind or they said, yeah, you know what, we've thought about this and it's going to be a lot more. And that would change everything, which, by the way, they still have the option to decline with that buying that property with that lady. And she was willing to, and that's how it works. Sellers know that. Then go get contracts. And by the way, are you borrowing money? Yes. I said, okay, now two things. Do you know the terms of that and have they agreed to it in writing? Not fully. Well, go find that out. And I said, if you do this project and you borrow money, which is normal, are you personally liable for that loan? He said, I don't know. I said, well, you better find out. I said, let me lead you to a scripture that talks about this.
Good.
So we did. We go there. It's in Proverbs and in Psalms. And it says, do not take on personal surety for somebody else's debt. Because you then are putting everything that you own in jeopardy. Why? Because you can't presume the future.
Right.
You can't assume it'll be successful. Maybe something happens to the economy and everything tanks. And he says, that's kind of important. So as he's now going to this next place, now it's, okay, what are all the things that have to happen? And by the way, if you're going to borrow money, you got to make sure it doesn't require you to be personally responsible for it. Because if the answer is you do, I would say, what do you already know is God's answer?
Because the scripture says no.
Because the scripture says no. See, it's not, and that's how it works together. See, it's not about,
not fuzzy there.
are you bypassing that?
God
says, no, I'm not. I've laid out truth. I brought that forward to you now to consider it, and you got to go find out. And work with the bank and set up a structure where it's not personally liable for you. So, okay. So he does. And this is called what we call the knocking stage. You've asked, and this is out of Luke, ask, seek, and knock. ask for my will. What do you have to say now? And be persistent. The story of the person that, you know, was knocking at the door, stay with it until you know. And now what do I know? And are we fulfilling this project? And okay, then you seek it. Mm-hmm. And that's really look at our responsibility is to look at everything with what's called due diligence and information. Get all the information you have, never be afraid of the truth, and process the truth, and then take the step based on that truth, which they've been doing. Now they're ready to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the knocking stage. You're at a place where you're in front of a door, and you believe you're in the right spot.
Right.
Because God has sanctioned it to this point. Now, by the way, see, think about the story we're telling. All along the way, God could have said, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
There's no door to knock on because you're not even getting to the door.
Right.
I could have said no she could have said, no, I'm not doing that. The cost could have wound up being too high for the contractors, and the city could have said no.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have never got you to this point of knocking on a door, but you are. And so you're trusting that, by the way. So you're not second guessing it. You're saying, okay, you brought me here. Now what? And I'm going forward with confidence. Confidence, what? I'll learn the truth. I'll knock on the door. So knocking is get the contracts, get the bank, and make sure you don't have personal liability. Okay. All right. So he's working on that. And they get it all together. And the contracts come in, as they said.
Mm-hmm.
The bank said, here's the rate and here's the terms. And we're not requiring personal liability. Okay. They knocked and the door opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to everything now was finalized, and they could then fund, they could close on buying that lady's property.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And by the way, even when they were starting the project, I just said a simple question. If you buy that property, do you have the money to buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh yeah, we have funds to buy it because we've had success from other projects. And yeah, we can. Okay. So if he would have said no, I said, wait a minute.
What are you doing?
What are you doing here? You know, you're going to borrow that and you're going to presume on that or trust that. I said, just to begin with, is this really even possible because you have the wherewithal to do it? Because you don't want to leverage this thing 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, we have the money. Okay. All right, good. It's good. Then keep going. So they do. They fund the project. And then this is where they are. They're at the place of now executing that. And I said, okay. I said, now that you're here, you've reached a place of what we call a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
What's your will? What's your will? What's your will? You worked it step by step by step, and you're at a point where the answer is yes, this milestone is now ready for you to move forward on a new path, that you are in fact doing this project, and your commitment and your time and your energy is going to be now doing the project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a milestone. And I said, and here's, I'll try to bring this together. What's your prayer?
What do you have to say now?
Yeah, and see, he said, what do you mean? He said, we're doing the project. We've already got our answer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, well, hold on. What did we say you're on?
A path.
Aren't you going to have to walk forward? Now that you're here, you know the fork that you're at and you're going left and you had a milestone. It determined which way you go. You're going to do the project. I said, but do you think you're done?
Right.
No. Oh, yeah. No. Why? Well, everything forward is dynamic.
Right. Well, and that even reminds me of the Bible verse, are you so foolish? What was started in the spirit that you try to finish on your own in the flesh, you know, and we do that sometimes, right?
Right. And I said, I understand development. I said, now tell me the things you're going to be involved with now. You have your answer, do the project. But now that you're doing the project, what are the things you're going to have daily activity with? Well, did they show up? Did they do the work they were supposed to do? Was it according to the plans? Is the pace on schedule because we're paying interest? And you're going to have all kinds of now detailed situations that are going to involve your contractors. It's going to involve getting things lined up with your hotel partner. It's going to be making sure you hit the timelines. It's now moving into what's called a project management process. But you still have all these questions because why? Issues are going to come up.
Right.
How do you deal with these? How do you approach it? What do I say to these contractors? How do I manage this? I said, now, interesting enough, you're in this very specific things that daily, what happened today? Mm-hmm. And how do you want me to respond to that? I said, you're going to stay in process with God because his will is what? Now forward along this path that we're on, which is doing the project. But we have to say, okay, now what? What happened today? Mm-hmm. Now what? What happened today? Now what? I said, see, his will, and I make the statement, it's not a destination, it's a path.
Right.
So don't think you got to this point, hallelujah, I'll take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, you can start to move into places that isn't of God, because things are going to happen. You're going to need wisdom. You're going to need insight. And God will say, do this and do it this way and talk to this person and present this and go get somebody else because they're right. not doing what they're supposed to do. And go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. Sometimes we can hear that, and especially if we're in a weary place, we can hear that and think that just sounds absolutely exhausting. That, you know, I'm never really to the answer. I'm continuing to ask and blah, blah, blah. And so Rich and I both just want to tell you from experience that where if you're sitting in a weary place, it may sound that way to you, but it is not as a life of adventure. And in his presence is the fullness of joy. And when you're walking in any of these situations, seeking his voice, seeking his will, you are watching him. You have a front row seat to him doing what only he can do. And there's nothing wearying about that. It's actually exciting. It's adventurous. And it's where you enjoy being. It's a delight to be in the middle of it because you are just getting a front row seat to who God is. Yeah. And so when you hear all of this, I just want to kind of remind people, don't let it sound wearying, because if you're letting it sound wearying, you are forgetting the truth that in his presence is the fullness of joy.
Right, right. And the fact that when he did say, yes, I want you to do this project now in reality, and you've knocked on the door and it opened up, he says, because I've got you to this point, don't worry, I'm going to bless you with this. You can trust it. And it's not going to be arduous. It's not like every single day I've got all these complications. Most of the time, because of this time and you've done your due diligence and you've got the right people, because remember, it's not only the contractors, but do you have the right contractors?
Mm-hmm.
What? That actually are going to do the work according to what they right. said, and they're going to do it on time, and they have the resources to do it. So you've already processed that to verify that. And God said that this guy, use this mm-hmm. guy. Why? Because he's going to get the job done. And if there's a problem that comes up, don't worry, I'll let you know what to do. And so he started to realize is that, so it's not like every single day I'm going to have big problems. No, actually, you're going to have not a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather just processing through, okay, what happened? What do we got to do next? And for him, it was basically he had to look at it on a weekly basis of what happened this week and meet with your contractors and, you know, are we on schedule? And remember that because God has already given you wisdom about this, you have the right people. You mm-hmm. have people who are committed. You have people who are, and that doesn't mean you're going to be free of trouble, and they'll have people that work for them that quit, and you're going to have to replace them, and it may cause a little delay, but be willing to continue to just go down the process, because now that you said the project, I mean, think about your next big milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, it's actually having it built and we rent out the commercial space and we have the right. hotel that's functioning. That's the big next milestone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long is that going to be? Well, that's going to be 18 months. Okay. We're moving toward that milestone. But do you think you're done between now and then? Mm-hmm. No. It's step by step by step. Now what? Now
absolutely.
What? Now what? As we get to that milestone. And I said, once you have that next milestone, do you think that's over? He started, I'm learning. No.
I see a pattern here.
Yeah, I have the next thing on the path. See, what do I do? Including if you have some financial return, you're going to have one next question. What's that? What do we do with this? What project do we want to go toward now? And I said, right. that's going to be a whole new process. See, I see, first of all, how beautiful it is, mm-hmm. how enjoyable it is, how fantastic it is. You get the God of the universe that knows the answer, and his job is to get you that answer. And how does he do it? Step by step by step.
Right. So beautiful. I love that. And even in the part of this story, one of the things that stood out to me as you described this, just a little nuance in it, that I don't know whether this was part of God leading him in all of this or not, but the similarities with Ruth and Naomi, and the very fact that this all started in a deal with a widow, and in the negotiations, God basically led them to know, you're going to let her glean from the fields.
Yes.
You know, glean from the harvest of what you have. And that is part of my provision for her.
Right.
And I just think there's a sweetness in that the story that we're walking in is not all about us.
No.
We are never the main character. God is the main character, and we're invited in to complete his will and to do it on the earth. And he is orchestrating, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we do talk about this, is that God's will is a bigger story than you. Mm-hmm. It involves lots of what I call dominoes that are hit and that have downstream impact. I said, but think about, and you brought this out, is I said, think about ultimately your role here. I said, mm-hmm. this lady was needing a financial amount of investment money to go support her lifestyle now that she's widowed. And you, God said, you're the answer to her prayer.
Right, right.
And that's part of the process, is that it's a bigger story than us. And we are the privilege of, because we're walking down God's path, we're going to have influence and opportunity, and we're part of somebody else's process.
Absolutely.
Including, you know, think about all the contractors you're using and the people that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of you and God sanctioning this, they have jobs.
Right, right.
They have income. And so the impact of just this one thing, God's will, that you think is about you, is actually not about you.
Right.
It's a way bigger story. So that's part of the beauty of it. And you have the privilege of God saying, I'm using you to bring about a bunch of things.
Yeah, I love that.
And I said, do you recognize how fantastic that is? He said, yeah, I really do. I really rejoice in that he gets to choose me because I have a heart to go. See, I hope this is a good example for everybody. And if you got questions, you know, again, as Kathy says, send them in at questions@abideministry.com. And we'd be happy to answer the questions. Or if you got something, hey, I'm at a point where I don't know, what truth do I need or what step do I need to take? You know, we're happy to help you. So Heavenly Father, thank you for the clarity of this. It's a step-by-step-by-step process. Never done, because we're on a path. There's milestones, and they're important milestones because it dictates the forks in the road that we're going to take. And you know those. And our role is to just walk with you, to ask, seek, and knock, to let you fulfill it, because we'll find what is acceptable to you, which is your will, which is best and none better. And we get the privilege of receiving it, giving it away, and recognizing that we're part of a bigger story and what a privilege that is. And mostly, that you enjoy walking with me and I enjoy walking with you. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Rich. Thanks for this example. And thank you for joining us, everyone. Like Rich said, if you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.